The federal government recently announced an increase to a whole range of social welfare payments, one of them being, of course, an increase in the paid pension. They were very excited about it. They're saying it's the biggest increase since about 2013. It means that for an age pension or carer payment, disability support pensioner, you'll get about $20.10 extra per fortnight for singles and about $30.20 a fortnight for couples. Doesn't sound like a lot, does it? But certainly the federal government, the Morrison government, was very, very excited about it earlier this week. For someone to, well, I guess, you know, we like to cut through the spin on the King Review. Someone who can do absolutely just that is Ian Henschke. Now, Ian is the Chief Advocate for National Seniors Australia. I've put a quick call into him just to, I guess, get to the bottom of this pension increase announcement. Ian, tell us your initial reaction to that announcement.
Well, it's interesting because it is true to say that it's the biggest increase in the pension since 2013, but we've got to look at the detail of that announcement because everyone gets a pension increase on, well, normally gets a pension increase on the 20th of March and also on the 20th of September each year. But characteristically, last year, there was no increase at all, and that was because we've been not having any increase in the cost of living. It's hard to believe now when you look at the way that petrol prices have gone up and all that sort of thing. But last year, because the way things had just sort of staticked out, we actually had no increase. So people didn't get an increase in the pension, and they were a bit alarmed by that. So what's actually happened is we've had very low cost of living over the last 9 years, for example. And so when it's done at March and September, it's done to play catch-up. In other words, we look back and we say, well, what was the cost of living? And if it was 1%, you get a 1% increase in the pension. Well, what we've seen here is 2.1%. And that's because if you average that out over a year, that means that things have gone up by 4%, 4.2% over a year. So this increase is really catching up. So it's not like you're going to be getting extra money in terms of real buying power. You're getting extra money to cope with the cost of living as it's gone up. Now, I hope that, is that clear to you? I hope that's clear.
I guess, I mean, in the federal government's defense, let's look at fuel prices, which of course is the hot topic that everyone is talking about, up over $2, and who knows where it will end. I mean, that has come really out of the blue. There's no real way, surely, for the government to be able to predict that, but also to know how long it will run.
Well, that's right. And so when we get to September, which will be the next time that the pension is adjusted, those figures will have to be adjusted into that as well. And it may be an even bigger increase. And then they'll say, this is the biggest increase in pension since last March. You know,
that's right.
And it's why National Seniors keep saying to successive governments, what we do need is an independent body to set the rate of the pension. Now, we said that back in our the document back in 2016, and that document was looking at pension poverty. And we've got real problems in Australia with pension poverty because 1.5 million people in Australia are full pensioners, and 1/3 of them only have the pension as their sole source of income. So when you think about that, you say, well, could I really live on this amount of money? I mean, is it sufficient? The people that can probably survive on the pension and do okay in some cases are people that have got superannuation, but not everyone's got superannuation, and they can top up the pension with it. And those people might be getting superannuation and a full pension as well, because you can have a certain amount of assets before you lose the pension.
I'm really surprised to hear, Ian Henschke, that, yeah, it's not set by an independent tribunal.
No, and in fact, the last time there was a large increase in the pension, the real increase in the pension was back in 2009 from memory, and that was above what you would call the inflation rate. It was to try and deal with that issue of pension poverty. And look, pension poverty is a real issue in Australia. I think Australians would be very surprised to learn that when you look across the OECD, you know, that's looking at like countries, if you want to put it that way, you'll find that in New Zealand, for example, they have less pension poverty than Australia. And this brings us to one of our campaigns that we're running in the run-up to the next election and the federal budget. And that is, if someone wants to work in Australia at the moment, when they work, they lose 50 cents in the dollar from their pension once they get above what they call the pension work bonus, which effectively is about one day a week. Now, in New Zealand, 24.8% of pensioners work, huge number of pensioners work, because they simply work and pay income tax. They don't lose any of their pension. So they've got less pension poverty in New Zealand. Their pension poverty rate is about half what it is in Australia.
This is a big topic, and I've covered that exact topic on this program before. It seems crazy to me that it's such a disincentive, isn't it, for pensioners to work because they are so heavily penalised or heavily taxed.
You've really hit the nail on the head, because it is an effective rate of taxation. Because, see, when you get into that second day of work, you are losing 50 cents in the dollar from your pension, and then you're paying income tax as well above that. And it's fascinating because Gina Rinehart has come out only in the last few months and said, why should a pensioner pay an effective rate of taxation more than a billionaire?
Yes.
And she's been out there campaigning. And I know she's written to the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, and said, you need to fix this. Now, one of the reasons, obviously, that she wants it fixed in particular is because she has so many business interests in Australia and they're having difficulty getting workers. So she's saying, well, if you've got people out there that are willing to work, don't hold them back. Don't have the handbrake on them. Take the handbrake off. Let the car move forward. You know, let things happen. And she's aware of this situation in New Zealand where 24.8% of New Zealand pensioners work.
There you go.
In Australia, 2.9% of pensioners work. Now, why would there be such an extraordinary difference? Now, part of the reason is New Zealand has a universal pension. Everyone gets a pension in New Zealand. And in Australia, we've got another 10 or 11% of people who are working, and most of them are not on a pension. And the reason they work is because when they work, they get to keep the money, just pay income tax. So even if you factor the two groups together, we're still much below New Zealand. So that's one thing we're fighting for. Deloitte Access Economics, which is a big economic and analytical company, they did a report back in 2012, and they said if we could only get 5% more people working over the age of 55, and that will include the pensioner group that we're talking about, 5%, that would add nearly $50 billion to the GDP of Australia. Because when people work, they spend money. When they spend money, they pay taxes. When they work, they pay income tax.
Seems like an absolute no-brainer to me. And as you said, with the federal budget and the federal election coming up, let's keep pushing that issue. We'll stay in touch with you, absolutely. Great pleasure to have you on the show. Ian Henschke is Chief Advocate for National Seniors Australia. Thanks for your time on The King Review today.
Oh, look, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you about these issues, and it's always better to get more than just a 10-second grab, and that's why I love your show. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ian.